All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is a medium and clairvoyant in Sedona, Arizona. Please welcome to the show, Hari. Hello, Hari.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Awesome.
All right, that's good news. That's what I like to hear. So, Hari, just start off by telling us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, I am not your regular medium clairvoyant, that is. I'm not here to tell people are they going to meet their true love. I'll tell them how to do that using universal law or natural law. But I'm here in Sedona as a light worker. I'm here to help people understand their life path, understand what's holding them back, what issues they haven't resolved. And this is all working with my guides, and my guides passing information through me to the client to help them understand their purpose in life here.
Okay. All right. So what are the most common questions people ask you?
Well, usually there are no questions per se, because after I get done with my reading, I go into trance at the end. And when my Black Crow, the one I do trance with, he gets off his soapbox, he asks if there are any questions. 9 out of 10 times, there aren't any. Usually, all the questions are answered, but if they do have questions, it usually involves something to deal with work or maybe a job or something like that, but it's rare that any questions are asked because they got their answer during the reading.
I see. Okay, so they don't necessarily have to ask the questions because you're telling them what's up.
Yeah, I do not allow the client to talk. If a psychic medium allows you to talk or ask you questions, then that's when you get up and walk out, because they'll use that information and give it right back to them in a different method or way. And so I tell them, wait till the reading's over, and if you do have questions, ask away.
I like that better.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tell me about your background. Why is this what you do?
Well, it started around 1990, where I was reintroduced to this field. I shut down as a kid. I was picking up other people's emotions and didn't realize it. And then around 1990, when I started to realize, wait, there's something there. A lady that worked for me was a medium, and all I did was say, I'd like to be like you, and then the doors started to open. I understood that I set up a wall, and so then, as the student is ready, the teacher arrives. I studied at Camp Chesterfield, which is a over 100-year-old spiritualist camp, 45 miles north of Indianapolis, and then I did further studies at the Progressive Spiritualist Church down around the 54th Street and Keystone area, and that's where I learned to do trance and also further develop my skills and abilities. And the that's what drew me. And then once I retired, I switched from left brain to right brain almost immediately, and now I was drawn to Sedona. And I don't charge hundreds of dollars. It's just $75 flat, no matter how long it takes me, because I'm here to help people, and I don't need this to pay the mortgage. So, I'm doing this to help others.
Right. So what inspires you to do that?
It just happened. I was just, my daughter gave me a set of angel cards and by Doreen Virtue. And I just started using those, and I would, at work, people would ask for a little reading, and then it just progressed after that. All the modalities listed on my website happened over time, like I said, as the student's ready, the teacher appears. So I've gained, you know, more and more abilities, and I was just drawn to it. I can't explain it any other way. It just happened.
Okay. So did you have any mentors or anybody who you kind of like went to and spoke to for advice who was like you?
Yes. The lady that worked for me, I won't use her name because I didn't get her permission, but she worked for me and she is a medium clairvoyant. And then, as that developed, then I went to, you know, like Camp Chesterfield, but the two people that I really, really, became, friends and really looked up to, Mike Malott, who's a reverend at the Progressive Spiritualist Church, and his wife Susan Hill Malott. Both of them were like me. They like to help others, and you know, it's not about the money. It's about imparting knowledge and helping those progress in this field. So I would put those two on the top of my list.
Okay, and do you have anything specific that you want to accomplish in the future?
I would just say that I want to hone in my skills and be able to interact with those that need the help. And like I said, it's more in trying to provide assistance to others through the mediumship. And to help them, if they want, to understand natural law and universal law, because those living in the physical, this is not our real existence. We are really light beings. There is no death. It's just a transition into a light back into where we came from. But we're here to learn. We're here to help others. We're here in the service of the Source. And to learn lessons, that's important, to learn lessons. We, I believe, you know, came into this life with a contract that we have certain lessons we have chosen to learn. And that I help those that come to me. I don't tell them exactly the answer, but I help them as a guide, you know, as their spirit guides would help them on their way to focus in on what they should be looking for, how they should look for it, and once one understands that, life in the physical is really, I'll say, a pleasure. And if you don't like what you have right now, change it. And you do have the control utilizing natural law and, you know, law of attraction, law of manifestation, law of thought to change what's happening to you. Those that think poor will always be poor, and so it's all in the mind. It starts there. So that's why I try to help people on that path.
All right, very good. Well, what's the best way to contact you if people want more information?
I have a website, Sedona Hari, SedonaHari.com. And my telephone number and emails on the website. There's also a 2-minute, I think it's 2-minute and 34 seconds or 3-minute video that gives a sample reading that Robert Dakota here in Sedona filmed. And that gives you an idea of what's going on there. And also there's a page for Universal Law, Natural Law it's called, Natural Law 1 and 2, that they can look at. And there's also a book list that will help them understand that area of study if they want to do.
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, listen, Hari, thank you for coming on the show today. You did a great job explaining what you do, and good luck to you moving forward helping people.
Okay. Much love and light. Take care now.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. Thank you for listening. We'll be back after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.